Reiki 1, Lesson 1, Reiki, the Universal Life Force. There is a non-physical, ubiquitous energy that gives life to every living organism. For many thousands of years, we've known of this energy and have sought to develop ways to harness its power to heal and influence our lives. The Japanese call this energy Ki. It is also known as Qi by the Chinese, Prana by a number of Asian cultures, and the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost by most of the Western world. We carry this energy in and around our bodies from the moment we are conceived. Science has established its existence, and with the aid of Curlian photography, we're able to see this energy that encompasses all living things. Ancient Eastern cultures have harnessed and applied this energy for healing since before the birth of Jesus Christ. Many successful disciplines such as Reiki, Tai Chi, Feng Shui, meditation, yoga, and acupuncture have been developed to control and greatly enhance the flow of this energy in and around the body. The energy itself is pure and has omniscient wisdom. However, there are 10 things that weaken the life-giving energy. 1. Too much alcohol. 2. A poor diet. 3. A lack of exercise. 4. Drugs. 5. Tobacco. 6. Negative habits. 7. Stress. 8. Poor breathing. 9. A lack of sleep and rest. And 10. Negative psychic activity. Humanity has become fragmented and hollow. We're only a shadow of what we could be. We need to go back to go forward once more. By practicing the disciplines of Reiki, you regain your natural ability to heal yourself and others, and the knowledge you require to lead a happier, more fulfilling life. Nature's life-giving energy is a great and wise teacher. By pursuing its wisdom through Reiki, you will grow to new heights of understanding and life will flow at a more enjoyable and exciting pace. Remember always that this life-giving energy is a gift from God, your birthright. Everyone possesses this gift and uses it daily, even though they probably do not realize they're doing so. When a child, for instance, falls and hurts their knee, instinctively they'll place their hand on the sore spot, and the pain is relieved as they unconsciously work with the energy to heal themselves. Likewise, a parent will kiss the child's hurt or injured limb better and place their hand on top. Unknowingly, both the parent and the child are working unconsciously with this healing energy. The parent is sending and channeling the energy. The child is receiving and drawing the energy. This wonderful energy is free. There are no patents or copyrights attached. All you need is the desire and the discipline to attune yourself to the energy and its life-changing properties. This concludes Lesson 1. Please move on now to Lesson 2.